Hey guys, Surgeon here with another Cigar Federation video review. Today we're going to be viewing the Ginger, which is a exclusive cigar at the Cigar Federation store. Unfortunately, already sold out, so by the time you watch this review, it's already too late. And I know what some of you might be thinking, hey, you know, there's Surgeon hawking the wares of the Cigar Federation store. Well, here's the thing. I have nothing to do with the Cigar Federation store. I didn't even get these as a sample. I had to buy my own 5-pack just like everybody else. Because that's just how it goes. So this is an exclusive small production run for the Cigar Federation store made at the Veja Negra factory, which is the Black Label Trading Company. And it was limited, as I said, to only 500 cigars. It's a Robusto 5x52, 5-count bundle, $34.95. As you can see, they came with a red footband ribbon. And you might be thinking, hey, that's a great idea. It saves a bunch of money. Well, sort of. It saves you on band costs, but it turns out that it's a lot of work for the people to take the band off the cigar, put a ribbon on. So I'm not sure if Logan's going to continue to do ribbons for the future production releases or not, but kind of a cool touch. This is using a Corojo wrapper. It's a medium strength cigar. I don't know anything else about the blend. I'm assuming it's mostly Nicaraguan, probably entirely Nicaraguan. So I'll take the footband ribbon off here and get to nosing and lighting and smoking. Talking about the nose on this Ginger, very cedary on the wrapper. A little bit of spices, some earthiness, and a little bit of leather as well. A little bit of sweetness in the foot, along with more of that earthy cedar. So that's enough of the nosing. Let's get cracking. I want to get smoking here. So using my single torch method, it's a 5x52, so single torch is perfectly acceptable here. Making sure to move the flame around so you don't have it in one spot. If you have it in one spot, you're very likely to scorch the tobacco or the wrapper. All right, that's good and toasted. So we'll get to our V-cut here. Clean V-cut, quite a tight draw. Initial impressions are some sweet nuttiness, a lot of creaminess post-draw actually, and then really delayed leather there. I'm gonna try retrohale here and see if we can pick up anything else. More sweetness on the retrohale, a little bit of spice, a little bit of pepper, like a white pepper. So we'll let the first third settle in and see what other cigar flavors come to the surface here. So as you can see, tons of smoke production. The retrohale is immediately stepped up in intensity. The spices are very rich, very bold, medium plus. Fortunately for me, because I take a big retrohale there, missing a lot of pepper. So you do a nice retrohale, you're not getting bit by the pepper. It's just sweet, elegant, a lot of nuttiness and lots of spices. Coming up on the 20-minute mark, and you can see this is burning flawlessly, and I'm smoking it quite fast. Part of that is I kind of started the cigar review off with a bit of a headache, and hey, apparently cigars fix everything. Now, it's probably the nicotine. It's taking my headache away nicely. So the first third continued to build. It's established itself very nicely. Got that really elegant spice that, again, it's not overpowering. It's a very rich spice with some sweetness and some nuttiness. The earthiness that I was initially getting is really light, light plus, and just a hint of cedar and just a hint of pepper post-draw. But so far, so good. And, you know, at this rate, I'm probably going to be finished this cigar in just over an hour. Probably a little bit faster than I should be smoking it, but it's very tasty. And like I said, the smoke production off of this is quite satisfying. I do enjoy when I can take a draw on a cigar and get a nice mouthfeel of smoke. It's not too overpowering, which is nice. Hitting the 35-minute mark and really into the middle third now. As the first third sort of wound down there, the earth and leather is really starting to build. So I mentioned in the first third it was very subtle and sort of trailing light, and it's really getting into a medium minus, so it's quite strong. The leather's really coating the palate in the middle third here. Spices are still sitting there, just tons of great spice, rich spices on the retrohale still. I'm hoping the leather subsides. Not a huge fan of a lot of post-draw leather, so I'm hoping that kind of drops off and middle third establishes itself nicely here. Hitting the 50-minute mark, and the earth and leather has really given up, which is nice. Still lots of sweetness and nuttiness, settled in really nicely. The middle third's kind of performing like the first third, with the spices maybe dialed back a little bit to maybe a medium. Very enjoyable, and I'm smoking this quite fast. I mean, I'm coming up on the 1 hour mark, and I'm almost all the way through the middle third, but very enjoyable. I'm glad I picked up a 5-pack of these, performing very well. Past the 1 hour mark, getting into the last third here, and there's a bit of a drying mouthfeel now. I kind of wish I had something to pair with, I think bourbon or a nice a bourbon, just straight up bourbon whiskey would be really, really tasty here. Any kind of soda pop would be really, really good here. So the flavor profile hasn't really adjusted, but again, there's a little bit of a drying mouthfeel, which is making me wish I was pairing. Sitting at the hour and 15 minute mark here, and there's a little bit of harshness, a little bit of bitterness coming through, and it could be an aspect of how fast I'm smoking this. Normally I wouldn't smoke a Robusto in an hour and a half, but it's very good, and I found myself puffing and really enjoying it. So I'm going to purge it and hope that that goes away, see if I can get any more notes out of this before we wrap this review up. So purging did have the desired result, got rid of the bitterness. And I tend to find that sometimes in the last third, if you've been smoking too fast, it does get a little bit of a buildup, and sometimes just a light purge will do it. So basically you're blowing through the cigar very, very lightly, because if you blow too hard, you can potentially crack the wrapper. But many times that'll kind of blow out any stale smoke that's still in there, refresh the cigar, and get the flavors back running. Wrapping up the review of the Cigar Federation Ginger, this is a very good cigar. I'm very glad I picked up a 5-pack of this. I think it's going to end up being a high 5-pack, maybe even possibly a box split rating for me. This really hit my palate exactly right. It's a good medium strength with medium plus intensity flavors here. So it's very rich, very enjoyable, lots of complexity, but it's not going to blow out your average cigar smoker. Good release. I'm, again, very glad I got a 5-pack of these. Hope you enjoyed the cigar video review. Make sure to check out the written review at cigarfederation.com. And if you enjoyed the video, give us a thumbs up, toss us a comment. You can always email us at surgeon@cigarfederation.com. Happy to take your comments and feedback. We'll be back next week with another Cigar Federation video review.